Just after midnight, the head of the Independent Electoral Commission, Yusuf Bakayoko, finally announced what everyone here had figured out themselves by piecing together the numbers. The runoff will be between outgoing President Laurent Gbagbo of the FPI party and opposition candidate Alassane Ouattara of the RDR party. Gbagbo came in first with 38% of the vote. Ouattara was second with 33%. Former President Henri Konan Bédier received 25% of the votes cast. Ivorians were worn out with waiting. Many sat listlessly Wednesday, unable to concentrate on anything but why the results were taking so long. Even the favorite Ivorian pastime of sharing conspiracy theories and rumors lost its luster. Anxious observers criticized the slow announcement and urged the CEI to get moving. Voters here in Korogo, in the northern part of the country, were intensely disappointed today as 80% support Ouattara. They had hoped that the rest of the country would follow their lead and that Ouattara, whom everyone calls Addo, would be elected in the first round. Vincent DePaul Sidiwe, a taxi motorcycle driver who said he makes about $1 a day, said, "Whoever wins, everyone accepts." There are people here who work all day just to get a little something to eat. We want peace in Ivory Coast so things can get moving again. He is educated but has little hope until the country is reunited of getting a full-time job with a salary. Overall, the election went amazingly well. Election observers here from the Carter Center and the European Union noted only minor infractions. Even the slow announcement of results, they remarked unofficially, was the result of disorganization rather than any intention to deceive. 80% of Ivorians turned out to vote, and in some places the percentage was as high as 86%. Election day was animated by a remarkable spirit of mutual respect and civic determination. Ivorians desperately want to return to normal life and to restart the engine of their stalled economy.